All right, man.
You are all set. Your oil is all changed. Yeah, no, we're done already. I told you it would take no time at all. I know. And to think that you were going to go to a shop and waste all that money to have someone else do it for you. Oh, no. Hey, no way. You're not getting me that money. No. Stop. Listen. Hey. Listen. You picked up the oil. And there was no cost on my part. And besides that, Jesus, what kind of friend would I be if I charged for something that's really easy for me to do? And I enjoy it. But if you did feel like you owe me something, you know, you could always take me out to that Chinese place. That's my favorite. I've been craving some General Tso's chicken and house fried rice. Oh. Yeah. I forgot that that's tonight. Damn, man. Really? It seems like the fraternity is taking up an awful lot of your time lately. No, yeah. No, I know, nah. It's cool. I mean, I know it's what you want. And that you made a shit ton of new friends. Just, fuck, dude. Don't forget your oldest friend, okay? Alright, so, what are you guys doing tonight? Movies, drinking yourself into a coma. Oh, you look pretty damn embarrassed. And knowing you, that can only mean one thing. Oh, you guys are going to the strip club. I knew it. I guess it's a good thing I'm not charging you for that oil change because I believe... you're gonna need to save all of your cash for tonight. But my memory's a little rusty. Haven't you done this before? What happened last time again? I kinda forget. Hey, don't get all testy, because you got drunk and spent way too much money. Hey. And you're lucky you had a friend like me to bail your ass out until your next financial aid check came in. Yeah. You know, you should just skip that thing tonight. Just tell all your bros you gotta study. You don't need to lose that much money again. I should rephrase that. We don't need to lose that much money again. And hey, if we go out for Chinese, and even if we just end up grabbing some beer and watching movies tonight, think about it. You'd be ahead cash-wise. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, naked girls, whatever. I can see you're tempted, yeah. However, despite how much you like the fraternity, I know your frat brothers can get on your nerves. So come on, man, you need a break from them. Yeah, no, I know you're a guy. I suppose the idea of seeing all those naked girls tonight is really hard to pass up. Yeah, that and the lap dances. Oh, don't give me that. Jesus, the amount of cash you were strapped for? Were all those for you? Or were you just feeling awfully generous that night? It'll be just one night not doing something with them. Don't leave me high and dry again to entertain myself tonight. Screw paying for attention. If that's the way it's gonna be... I guess I could always come through for you. What? You're kidding, right? Don't play stupid with me. I can see the, like, coy, mischievous glance away. You know exactly what I mean. What kind of friend would I be if I let you pay for a service I am fully capable of providing on my own? I know that it sometimes slips your mind, but I am a girl. And don't let the pulled back hair and no makeup fool you. Oh, ooh, that was a low blow. Fuck you. Hey, I may be a tomboy, but that's just because you failed to see me as anything else. Ever think that maybe it was intentional on my part to not wear makeup, wear baggy clothes? Yes, I was totally serious. You act like it's such a big deal if I do a striptease for you or grind in your lap for a bit. I basically do the same thing at my apartment, dancing around in my panties. There's no way it's any harder than crawling under your really old car to change the oil. I mean, I think the latter to be more fun. But it could also be fun, and I would end up with a warm, fuzzy feeling again because I helped a friend. Plus, Chinese food. Look, just humor me. I'll strip for you. I'll give you a lap dance. And if that doesn't do anything for you, then fine. You can go out with your frat bros and spend a buttload of money, okay? Oh yeah, it's a bet. Deal? Plus, you got nothing to lose by letting me try, right? No, fuck. It's not like it's gonna mess things up between us as friends. Our friendship is stronger than that. What? Maybe it'll be weird. Or maybe my body ends up not doing things for you because we've been friends forever. Fine. Yeah? Alright. Sweet. Papa squat on the couch. You already know where the controller and remote are. And I'll be back in like, I don't know, 10 minutes after I rinse off? It's 8:30, frat boy. Where do you think you have to be right now? Just, you know, chill out for a little bit. Okay. Fine. No, you're right. All right. It wasn't part of the agreement. We're starting now, apparently. Me rinsing off was gonna be for your benefit, so now you're just gonna have to bear with me. It's not easy to dance sexily in an old t-shirt and baggy jeans. Especially with grease still on my face and hands. The dancers downtown have the advantage of sexy outfits and high heels and a ton of makeup. But a deal is a deal. So, Right. I guess the beauty of this is that as I take off articles of clothing and the more naked I get, you get to see more and more of my smooth skin with an occasional streak of greasy in there, but I suppose that could be even more alluring. A bit dirty. So as I take off this t-shirt, there may not be anything fancy about my bra underneath, but if I let the straps fall off my shoulders just like this, take my arms out and just hold it in place with one hand, and then with the other start tracing ever so lightly across my collarbone. with my still grease-stained hand. Yeah, your gaze should follow the black fingerprint trail as I'm making my way down in between my tits. Across my upper abdomen. And down the right side of my taut stomach. Reminding you of that. After all, I am a girl. And especially if I twirl around like this. I sway from side to side. displaying the curves that I have that you really have never noticed until now, have you? Well, I think that these ragged ripped jeans should come off next, so let me just shimmy out of these. And then just shit, I flung them on a glass of water. All right, disregard that. toss them. Can you just move them? No, that'd be good. over there would be really good. Okay, sorry. Continue. Yeah, I'm in my underwear. And they may not be as daring or revealing as the dancers would wear. But sometimes simple, generic panties are even better than some sparkly, frilly costume. Because as I move my finger across the top of the elastic, little bit underneath, there's nothing distracting you from the movement of back and forth of my finger, just toying with the lining, with what you can't see and what you can. They can have just as much of a teasing effect, don't you think? But, I mean, I'm assuming, but I suspect most guys don't really care about artistic value quality once a girl starts taking her top off, like I just did with my t-shirt, and like what I'm doing with my bra right about now. And I stop looking at the entire body and just focus on her chest. But I'm not gonna show you my tits right away. You've seen me around the garage enough times to know that I have a lot of fun when I can. Making engines really purr and revving them up before flooring it. So, hopefully as you're getting worked up, Hopefully, I can stop. If you'd like. No, keep going. Alright. Then, if you could be so kind, now that my back's to you, if you could unclasp my bra for me, only unclasp it, that's all. Understand? Alright. Thank you. So, I'm just gonna put a little bit of distance between us as I Oh, that was better. Didn't hit the water glass. Good. Drop my bra. And, run my hands up my neck and through my hair. Just pull the tie up. There we go. So, just cutting my nipples before I turn them out. You could see all of me if you'd like. I guess everything above my panties then is if I just drop my hands now. But you know, I can just grab my stuff and leave if you're uncomfortable. Are you okay? Was that a croak? Do you need water? I mean, I did knock over your water glass. I know seeing me in this light is asking a lot, so. Oh. Okay, so. So. Yeah, I'm blushing. So you want me to continue? Whoa. Does that mean you think I'm saying that? Does that mean that you think I'm being sexy right now? Okay, I should stop asking questions. Got it. Alright. Sorry, I just wanted to check and make sure that you're okay. That did sound like a croak. Yeah, no, I am just covering my nipples and kind of tugging on them. They're, really hard right now and sensitive. So, Oh, that's making you want to see more, doesn't it? You want to see what they look like, all pebbled and hard? Alright. So. See, I'll just. Let my hands drift to my sides. Yeah, just. Let you take in all of me for a sec. It's easy to forget. That you have always just been a tomboy. You're a dorky best friend. I am still that, but right now. From the look in your eye. Right now I'm more of a woman to you than I've ever been before. So maybe I'll just stay here for a sec. Got my tits. Feel how smooth they are. Run my hands down my body. Mm. The way you're looking at me. I can feel your eyes burning into me. Even though I'm a little bit dirty. Grease streaks here and there. Doesn't really matter, does it? I don't think anything could tear your eyes away from me right now. Except I bet I could make your gaze drift a little bit lower. Say if I start pulling off my panties.
Maybe just tuck them down just a little bit. Wiggle my toned tomboyish ass a bit before sliding them all the way down and exposing my smooth butt to you. And even though I have a gap between my thighs, if I place a hand on my pussy before taking my panties completely off, like that. You can't see anything too naughty. So, as I turn back around and face you, you can see my bare hips. All of me, really, except my pussy. You wanna see it, don't you? Do you want to see your best friend's pussy? Yeah. Alright. Well. Now you can. I'm entirely naked for you. Except for some sweat. And grease stains. Some more intentional than others. And. You know what? You didn't have to pay anything. Not even a cover charge. No, stay there. I can dance for you a little more. Sway. I'm turning for you. And, you know, just for you, unlike the girls at the club where your frat brothers and all kinds of other men would be. You get all my attention. So, would you like that lap dance now? A completely free lap dance, I might add. I told you I'd give you one. I guess you didn't object too much. Well, are you gonna object? Good. Now sit still and behave yourself. There's no bouncer here, but I can still kick your ass if you break any of these, garage rules. No, I'm not gonna tell you what the rules are. Yeah, it's not fair. But that's the price you pay for the privilege of having your own tomboy stripper. So, I'll just kneel for your lap on the couch here. You can get a real nice view of my tits. You can look, but don't touch. I'm the one that gets to initiate all the contact. Like when I lower my bottom down into your lap and then rock myself forward against you. Gyrate my hips a little. Oh, so you did enjoy my little show. You definitely weren't that hard before you sat down, or I would have noticed. You feel good. rubbing my pussy against the front. front of your pants, I definitely notice how hard you are now. Who would have thought? Just your tomboy best friend like me could do something like that to you. I could tease you just as well as the girls down at the club. I can rub my body against yours and get you more and more excited. Even though you'll never get a chance to consummate your lust. But then again, what kind of friend would I be if I left you high and dry? If I don't do anything other than tease you, then what's keeping you from going out to the club later? Just getting even more teased and having to take care of yourself later. I have to offer you some release. At least, if you want it. I could have the chance to do something for you that the dancers would never do. At least, I don't think they would. So, maybe a hand job. My hands aren't as silky as theirs would be, but I am sure you'd still like it. Or maybe a blowjob. My mouth will be every bit as good as theirs. Maybe even better. But we both know what the ultimate prize would be, don't we? Handjobs and blowjobs are nice, but they can never replace having a cock inside a pussy, can they? I'd like you to fuck me. I guess if you really wanted to. I wasn't planning on it, but if your best friend is here to save the day, that should include that, huh? No. No touching. Come on, don't break the rules now. Alright. Stand up for me. And keep your hands to your sides. Got it? I'm just gonna undo your belt for you. And unzip your pants. Push them all the way down. And then take your cock out of your boxers. Oh, I did get you excited, didn't I? Just look at that thing. I definitely couldn't leave you in this kind of condition. So, just sit back down, relax, and enjoy the rest of the show, and I guess the ride that comes with it. Okay, I'm just gonna turn around now, facing away from you, and I'm just gonna slowly sit back down on your lap again. You won't be able to see my cute little face when we do that, but when your cock goes into me, I don't think you'll mind too much. Now, just hold still as I lower my bottom back down towards you. Still no touching. will. I'll let you in time. Not right now, though. And, let me grab a hold of that cock. And I'll just guide you into me. Fuck, you're so hard. Oh, I can't believe I did that to you. Oh, but do you feel that? Do you feel how smooth and hot my pussy is? Not if I just rub the head of you back and forth. I feel how wet I am. Now as I just lower myself a little. Oh, you start to go in. Oh, fuck. Can you feel that? Oh, the way my pussy just, slowly sinks around your gut. I'm stretching open for you. Explore my body. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, yeah. Oh god, you're definitely taking advantage of it. Oh god, yeah, pull me on. Oh fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. No. No, you didn't drink yourself in me. Passion or your fucking gun. Give it to your best friend. We've shared fucking everything else. I want this too. Yeah. Feel your frustration right into me. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. Is it come for me? Yeah, come like this on little pussy, and I'll come around your hard cock. Oh, come together. Oh, you're so close, aren't you? Oh, I can see it. Oh, God. I'm close to you. Oh, can you feel my pussy clenching around you? Oh, yes, fuck. Come with me. Yeah. Oh.
That was better than the club, right? What do you mean, you guys? now that you're free for the evening, and both of us seem a little spent. Maybe we could order in that Chinese food. Yeah. Get our energy back. I really worked up an appetite. Wow. Fuck, that was... So, the next time you get some crazy idea about paying for an oil change or a lap dance from some strange girl, you better know you should be coming to me instead. Yeah, take advantage of the fact that you have a tomboy that's your best friend and has more than one talent you can exploit. Alright, wanna go hop in the shower? Sounds like a deal. Oh, I can feel your cum dripping out of me.